is Northwick versus Key Mutual Insurance.
And I represent Ronald Welsvik. This is a claim for long-term disability benefits under an ERISA policy. Plaintiff concedes that there is a discretionary review that CUNA Mutual enjoys. Ronald Welsvik worked for 30 years at CUNA Mutual. He had a heart attack in 1992, and he had a second heart attack in 2001. After his 2001 heart attack, his doctor, Dr. Costa, looked at his job as a senior underwriter and said that that job was having a deleterious effect on his cardiac condition and that he was disabled from work and could not continue with CUNA Mutual. CUNA Mutual then sent Mr. Walston to file a lawful review and had an underwriting manager, JHA, for a reinsurer, had a physician's assistant look at Mr. Walston's claim, and the underwriting manager said, no, he's not eligible for long-term disability. Mr. Walston complained, and so at that point, CUNA Mutual hired a cardiologist, Dr. Minton. And Dr. Minton offered a thoughtful report, and he said, well, not everybody who's got a cardiac condition can do a stressful job. Some people with a cardiac condition do have problems with stressful jobs. He went on to talk about who those people were. And he said, if stress is an important element in an individual's illness, one or the following are generally present. Number one, lost work due to stress. Number two, referral for psychological and psychiatric evaluations. Number three, referral for stress management. And number four, drug treatment for stress and or stress-related symptoms. So under Dr. Minton's criteria, one more of those would be present. Counsel for Mr. Walsvik obtained a statement from Jim Rosenberger, who was Mr. Walsvik's supervisor for the 3 years leading up to the second heart attack, and he said, 2 days a month, Ron Walsvik missed time from work. I could see his hands shaking and trembling from the stress. So that was the first criteria. The second criteria, a year before the second heart attack, neurologist Dr. Jones had referred Mr. Walsvik for a psychological evaluation. The final two criteria are referral for stress management and drug treatment for stress or stress-related symptoms. And counsel for Mr. Walsvik presented the treatment notes from Dr. Mastrodami, a psychiatrist, who was treating Mr. Walsvik for anxiety and depression, and was providing drug treatment. So all four of those elements were present and Dr. Minton referred to. Dr. Minton then offered a new report, and he agreed with Dr. Costolino that Mr. Walsvik could not work, and he was ineligible from work. That should
render
the question.
Was there ever any discussion of the possibility of going back to his earlier job that didn't involve all this stress?
My understanding is there was no attempt to in any way modify a position or find a position that would fit in with his restrictions regarding stress.
Well, I think the reason I ask is I think it sort of said when he got promoted into this position of senior underwriter, prior to that time he wasn't having to make serious decisions, I guess, or just calculations and things, and that wasn't as stressful. So this job change apparently was just, in your position, instrumental in exacerbating his heart condition due to the stress.
Correct. He was underwriting policies for multi-million-dollar credit unions in that position.
So you're disabled. I know even in their order, it says, in order to perfect your claim, you'll need to provide medical evidence that supports your inability to perform your occupation as a senior underwriter. So apparently there's not an issue about your ability as a senior underwriter. He would, that seems to be agreed, that this is the position he's not able to do, therefore he's disabled.
Correct. The policy language actually reads that during the first 36 months of the policy period, if you're disabled from your own occupation, you're disabled. After the first 36 months, it would be any occupation. But we've never gotten to any occupation because the claim was denied at the very beginning, at the outset.
So after Dr. Newton, the cardiologist writes the report, everyone's on the same page, and then Human Mutual sends a letter to Dr. Newton and says, well, we want you to ignore Gene Rosenberger's statement, and we don't want you to believe this and that. And so then Dr. Newton writes another report, which still doesn't support Human Mutual. Then they go out and hire a second cardiologist, Dr. Goldberg, who finds their way, and Gene says, well, he's not disabled from work, we've got Dr. Goldberg. I would respectfully suggest that that's doctor shopping. It's different than the situations and the cases that have been cited by Human Mutual. They don't cite cases where employers keep going to different doctors till they find the doctor that pleases them. One issue I did want to...
Can you deal with that, one of our Seventh Circuit cases, that Leipzig case where we deferred to an insurer's determination that a plaintiff with a heart condition could return to a stressful job, because that's one of the cases.
The doctor hired by the insurer, the first doctor, said, look, we've got this person.
Stress is not an issue for this person, because there's all kinds of people out there like Vice President Cheney who can do a very stressful job and it doesn't have a deleterious effect on the condition. My case is different than Leipzig because there is no cardiologist hired by the insurance company supporting Leipzig's claim. That's how my case differs. There's bad faith here and they're ignoring their own doctor and hiring a second cardiologist in this matter. Another differentiation that the district court touchdown was at one point in this, the insurer said, well, we haven't proven that you're disabled by stress. And Mr. Rolstick said, that's correct. I'm disabled because of a cardiac condition. The stress has a deleterious effect on the cardiology. Well, the decision of the district court kind of refers to when Mr. Rolstick never proved that he was disabled for kind of stress. The last comment of that is thinking in here is, if I've got a bad back and I can't do lifting, the condition I have is not called lifting, it's called bad back. Lifting is the thing I can't do, and no longer I can do my job as a construction worker, etc. I see I'm in my rebuttal period, and I'd like to sit down. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
May it please the court, my name is Devon Baumbach and I represent the Appellee Human Mutual Insurance Society. A couple of points with respect to Mr. Phoebus' argument. First of all, Mr. Phoebus argues that Dr. Castellana determined that Mr. Walsvik was disabled from his position as a senior underwriter, that he took a look at the position and said, you're disabled. In fact, that's not consistent with the facts of the case. Prior to Mr. Walsvik even arriving at his initial follow-up consultation with Dr. Castellana subsequent to his heart attack, Mr. Walsvik had already signed his disability claim form. Mr. Walsvik is the one who raised with Dr. Castellana the potential for pursuing disability. Even at that point, Dr. Castellana did not say, yes, I think we should seek disability, but in fact said, well, why don't we wait a while and discuss it with your family, and depending on what the family decides, I'll see what I can do. When at his next appointment with Dr. Castellana, and this was approximately 6 weeks following his heart attack, and it was a mild heart attack, Mr. Walsvik said, yes, I've decided I'd like to seek disability. What Dr. Castellana's treatment note expressly says is, he's decided to do it, and so I'll go ahead and fill out the forms, and we'll see how far this gets him. So it wasn't Dr. Castellana who said, I think your job is so stressful and has caused such problems for you that you need to seek disability. And in fact, all of the information that Dr. Castellana submitted throughout the administrative review, none of it supported the fact that stress was, in fact, a factor in Mr. Walsvik's mild heart attack in July 2000.
But he certainly recommended that he not return to a stressful job because it might negatively impact on his heart disease.
That is what he said.
And in terms of who you had examine him, you didn't have one of your experts personally examine him, correct?
That is correct.
And you reviewed also, the person that reviewed the file, the file wasn't complete, correct?
That is not true, Your Honor. The ultimate person who reviewed the file, Dr. Goldenberg, he was, in fact, I know that Mr. Welswick has alleged that, but that is not true. The administrative record demonstrates that Dr. Goldenberg was, in fact, provided with all of the relevant medical records related to Mr. Welswick's heart attack and his subsequent treatment.
Well, both of the heart attacks.
Yes. And in terms of Mr. Welswick's cardiology condition, his cardiac condition, all of the physicians agree, including his own doctor, that in fact, in terms of just the base cardiac condition, Mr. Welswick is not disabled. And Mr. Phoebus pointed to Dr. Minton's revised report. CUNY Mutual did not tell Dr. Minton that he made the wrong decision. What they said is, we believe the facts show this, please reevaluate it. They absolutely did not tell him, you must change your opinion. They absolutely did not tell him, you must find X, Y, and Z. They presented the facts to him and asked him to reevaluate the opinion.
And ultimately, what did Dr. Minton say?
Ultimately, Dr. Minton said that there was no evidence, consistent with his prior report, there was no evidence to support the fact that the stress of Mr. Welswick's occupation had, in fact, contributed to his July 2001 mild heart attack. And what he said was whether, in fact, in the future, uncontrolled stress might be a factor that would affect his heart condition is a psychiatric or psychological issue. And at that...
Right, and there was certainly evidence in the record in terms of his stress levels from his doctors and the impact that they felt stress had on his heart.
Well, in terms of Dr. Castellina, first of all, what's interesting about this is Dr. Castellina, as the disability as the disability application and the denials progressed, Dr. Castellina, I think, went far beyond what his initial opinion was. And ultimately, I think Dr. Castellina did say, I, over the years, saw that stress was affecting Mr. Welswick. What's interesting about that is, number one, at no time did Dr. Castellina ever recommend to Mr. Welswick that he should, in fact, change his occupation, that he should seek psychiatric or other psychological assistance. In fact, that didn't happen until 6 months after the fact. Second, what calls that opinion into question is, again, Dr. Castellina, even following Mr. Welswick's July 2001 mild heart attack, he didn't say, Mr. Welswick, I believe you need to go on disability. The stress of your job is causing you such a problem. So I think that calls into question that opinion. And in terms of Dr. Mastaghini, the psychiatrist, again, this occurred 6 months after the fact. And in addition to that, what Dr. Mastaghini relies on is Mr. Welswick's own representation to her that at the time, prior to the heart attack, his job was the most stressful part of his life. However, all of the MDs have said, we don't believe that stress was a factor in the heart attack. So this is from self-reporting after the fact. There's no objective medical evidence to support it. And in fact, there are expert reports that support CUNY Mutual's decision.
And there was apparently no discussion about taking a less stressful job. I guess that's just a curiosity on my part. If he came from a less stressful job and this is really bothering him, the alternative one alternative apparently wasn't to take a less stressful job.
I don't.
Which may be a demotion, I don't know.
Yeah, I know that there was his doctor said to move to a lesser stress position. I don't believe that was ever explored between the parties. Unless the court has
okay.
Questions, I have nothing further.
Anything to add, Mr. Phoebus?
No, thank you.
Okay, case be taken under advisement.